Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing our study of Maseches Peah. We are in the third chapter, and we'll be picking up where we left off with the second and third Mishnayos. Mishnah Beis says, Hamanamer es sadehu v'shir kalachim lachim. If somebody makes spots in his field and leaves over wet, meaning not yet ripe. Rabbi Akiva Omer, nosen peah mikol echad ve'echad. Rabbi Akiva says, then he has to give peah for each separate spot in the field. V'chachamim omrim me'echad al hakol. But Chachamim say he can give peah from one place in the field and it covers all of it. Umodim Chachamim l'Rabbi Akiva, but the Chachamim do agree with Rabbi Akiva, b'zorea sheves o chardal b'shlosha makomos, regarding a person who plants Shevis's anise or dill, if he plants that or if he plants mustard in three spots in his field. Shehu nosein peah mikol echad ve'echad. If he does that, then he does have to give peah for each individual spot. And we'll see why that is momentarily. Let's look in the Barton Neuro. Hamanamer, someone who makes spots. Malaket sedehu mekomos mekomos. He reaps his field individual places at a time. He doesn't do it all at once, working from start to back. He does a spot over here. He does a spot over there. Demechazik menumar. So it has a spotted appearance because this portion is already reaped and that portion isn't. Lashon v'nemer chavar rusav. It's from the pasuk in Yirmiyahu where it says, "Can a leopard change its spots?" So the root nun mem resh means spotted. And if you weren't aware, that the expression "can a leopard change his spots" comes from Book of Jeremiah, chapter 13. Shekatzar hatevuah shenispashlo rishon besadeh. So he reaps the produce that's ripe first in the field. Veshir kalachim lachim. He leaves the wet, the moist stalks. Osan shalon nispashlu. Those that are not yet ripe. Nosein peah mikol echad ve'echad. Then he has to give peah on each plot individually. Kishachozer leleket haklachim lachim shashir. When he goes back to reap those unripened shoots that he left behind, nimor mafsik, the spotting, the doing one patch here and one patch there, is considered an interruption. Vlav ichsalta de katsira chashiva. It's not considered the beginning of a harvest. Bezorea sheves, someone who plants sheves. Yerik shakorin lo aniso balaz. And he's giving us translation, and he says it's anise. Shunosin peah mikol echad ve'echad. So if you have three plots of anise or three plots of mustard, then you need to give peah. Bimnei she'ein darchan lizroa mehen soda achas. Because it's not normal to have one field of these things. Lefichach chashuvim kol osan arugos ki'ilu kol achas mehen soda achas. So therefore, each one is considered its own individual field. B'shevis v'chardo chayavim b'peah afal pi she'ein nosin liyerek mishum delizera avide. And the reason that you have to give from these herbs, these don't fit the criteria of what would require peah, as we saw at the beginning of the Masechta. So why do we have to give peah? Because it's done for the sake of the plants. Ukmine zroim chashive. So it's considered of the species of these plants. B'halacha kechachamim, and we do follow the halacha of the chachamim in this Mishnah. Mishnah Gimel, Hamachalik Batzalim Lachim Lashuk, Umakayim Yaveshim Lagoren. Someone who takes his unripened onions to sell in the market, and he keeps his ripened onions for his granary, for his silo. No saying Peah La'elu La'atzman, U'la'elu La'atzman. Then he has to give Peah individually for each type. V'chein Ba'afunin, similarly for beans, V'chein Ba'kerem, and similarly for his vineyard. Hamedel nosein min hamashoar al mashashier. Someone who thins out his crop, then he has to give from what remains for what remains. Vahamachalik ma'achas yad, and someone who separates from one hand, and we'll see what that means. Nosein min hamashoar al hakol, has to give peah from what remains for the entire field. So let's take a look in the Barton Neuro. Hamachalik betzalim, someone who harvests his onions. But what's this word, machalik? Eistim afarshe lashon va'anochi ish chalak. Some say it means, as in the pasuk where Yaakov says, I'm a smooth man, my brother is hairy, but I'm smooth. That's in Bereshis. Al shem she kishin nitlashu nishar hamakom chalak. That when he harvests that spot, he leaves the land there bare. Ve'istim afarshe hamachalik kamo hamachalik shenotel chalik min habetzalim lachim lemachron b'shuk. Some say it's one who makes portions, one who divides, like someone who takes a portion of his onions to sell in the shuk. Ve'chalik acher minach yivashim legoren lekiyum, and he takes the dry ones to store up in his silo. No saying peah la elu la atzman. He has to give peah for each group individually. It's like the case of the two types of wheat. So it's not so much that they're inherently different, so much as we see that he treats them differently. So if he considers his two onions two different crops, then he has to give peah from them like two different crops. V'chein b'kerem, he has to do likewise in his vineyard. V'chein ha'machalik b'kerem, dino k'machalik b'tzalem. Similarly, someone who separates the grapes in his vineyard has to give peah, just like someone who separates the onions in his field. Hamedel nosen min hamashiur al mashashir. Someone who thins out his crop only has to give peah from what remains for what remains. Bizman shehabetzalim zroim ritzufim. Noto mehem echad mibein tayim kidei shinisharim yisgadlu berevach v'yasu gasim. So when the crops are planted too close together, then he will take out one that's between two. So he'll take out, like, there'll be three onions in a row. He'll take out the middle one. So that'll give more room so that the ones that remain will grow big and strong. V'zehu anikra medel, and this is called thinning it out. Shedola v'sholef osamim makomo, because he's taking them out of their place. V'tanan ezehu medel, and it says, who is someone who thins out? Noto echad u'miniach shnayim, someone who removes one but leaves two. And those that are removed, it's to benefit the ones that remain. The reason that it doesn't need peah is because he's not picking them because he wants these crops. He's picking them because it's beneficial to the ones that remain. So the ones that remain are his crop. The ones that he's picking out is just like weeding. That's why he only gives peah from what remains. Vanekar pater miklum, and you don't have to give anything at all from what was pulled up first. Delo chashiva ktsira, because that's not considered harvesting. That's weeding, not harvesting. Hamachalik ma'achas yad, someone who harvests or who plucks from one hand. What does that mean? Klomer me'inyon echad. It means for one reason. Okula l'goren, okula l'shuk. Either they're all for storage or they're all for selling. For Rambam perish, me'achas yad mimakom echad. And the Rambam says that it means that he takes them from one place. She'achalek she'noto limkor b'shuk, eno noto oso mikan mikan. Someone who's going to sell them in the marketplace isn't going to make stacks all over the place. Elokula mitzad echad. He's going to put them all together. It's going to be too much work. I'm going to have a stack over here, a stack over there. That's not normal. If you put them all in one place, it's all one crop. Now, there's a note here on the Bartonuro to look at the Tosfos Yontiv. The Rambam's explanation would then make this last part of the Mishnah not a separate din, but just a clarification of the earlier part of the Mishnah. So just an observation on the part of the Tosfos Yontiv as to the Rambam quoted by the Bartonuro. That is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow when we will continue this parak with Mishnayos Daled and Hey.